I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Well, welcome back, folks. The Saints take on the Broncos Saturday at noon in the Caesars Superdome. Joining us is Jeff Nowak, WWL Saints sideline reporter and digital content producer. Jeff, welcome to the show.
Hey, Neil. How you doing?
Doing well. So we know that Rattler is the starter for the last game. Does that mean something?
It means whatever you want it to mean. So Spencer's going to start on Saturday. Kellen Moore has kind of been playing coy. He was asked whether, is that an indicator that he's going to be your starter week one? He said no. We asked if we should read in anything into the fact that he got more first team reps this week than Tyler Shuck. He said no. If I had to put a name on it, I would say yes, Spencer Rattler is the odds-on favorite to be your starting quarterback week one if you're the Saints. But they're letting it play out for a reason, and I do think that to some extent what happens on Saturday will be meaningful. I think one thing the Saints are kind of waiting for the first-team offense to go out there and do something that looks impressive. That's one of the things we just have not seen over the first 2 weeks of the preseason. And so I think, you're going to see a lot of starters. It's what it sounds like. And, I think if they can go out there and put a really strong drive together to open the game, that might be the only drive they get, because that's what you want, right? You're not throwing guys out there. You do want them to get reps together. But more so than anything, you want them to build confidence. And it's just something we haven't seen from either quarterback leading the first team offense, is just a long drive for a touchdown. So I think that's what they're after. But at the end of the day, just based on everything I've seen, it looks like Spencer is going to be that guy.
Do you suspect that we will see the entirety of the first team offense?
Yeah, anyone who's dealing with some nagging injuries, I would expect no. Taliese Fuaga, he's dealing with some kind of minor knee issue that happened on Wednesday at practice. Kellen said it wasn't a big deal. It's just, if you have something that's going on like that, don't expect to see him out there, right? So there's a few guys like that. Eric McCoy is the one I have a big question about. We haven't seen Eric McCoy in either of the first two preseason games. And I think his absence is really a big part of why the first-team offensive line just hasn't looked right. Like, he is the best player in that group. He's the leader of that group. He's the best communicator of that group. When he's out there, everyone on offense plays better. The other 10 players out there are better off for him playing. So I think he's the big one that I'd like to see out there this week. I would still be surprised if you see Alvin Kamara. I just don't see the value in getting him out there, and when you know that one of the bigger competitions still existing on this roster is at the running back spot. And I'd rather see some of the depth guys get opportunities with the ones so that you can kind of get a read on how they look with that group. But I think generally, you know, I think you're probably going to see Juwan Johnson. You're probably going to see Chris Olave, Rashid Shaheed, Brandon Cooks. You know, these are guys that got some run, but either missed the first or the second preseason game. So that would be my guess, is you're going to see a majority of that group, and we'll hopefully get kind of a representative look at how that group kind of flows together, because it's been a little disjointed to this point.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see. And then you have the 2 weeks off, right, before the yep. opening game.
Yeah, so I think that helps if you're, you know, typically in the past when there was four preseason games, the third preseason game would be your kind of full squad tune-up where you'd get the first team out there, make them, maybe have them play a series or two, depending on how that went, maybe a third, you know. And in this case, this is the final preseason game, but you do have that rest. So, you know, I think for a team that's installing a new offense and a new defense, there's plenty of incentive to get those guys out there. And, you know, we're kind of learning about Kellen Moore's preseason philosophy in real time. Every coach seems to have a different take on it. Like the Bengals are out there playing Joe Burrow with the backups. You know, they think the reps are valuable, so they're getting them to him. It sounds like Kellen feels like those reps are valuable, at least this year, when you have a young quarterback that you're trying to look at, two young quarterbacks that you're trying to look at, and an offense that you're trying to install. You know, the question I have is whether this new wide receiver they just traded for will be out there, considering they got him from the Broncos, and it's the Broncos coming to town 2 or 3 days later. I think he'd probably want to get out there. Maybe you get him a package of a couple of plays, tell him what he's going to do, and just have him go out there and do it just to get him on the field. But that's going to be an interesting one to watch. Either way, yes, you have that time to rest afterwards. So I don't think there's any reason to hold healthy guys out completely.
What are you looking to see? Obviously, we focused on the front line, right? We want to see what that's going to be like. But let's flip to the other side. We're making this migration from a 4-3 to a 3-4. We've not seen all of the starters yet on defense. Likelihood or not?
Yeah, I think, again, like, I think on the defensive side, a guy like DeMario Davis is kind of like an Alvin Kamara. I don't really need to see him. Like, you know what you're going to get out of that guy. And some of the depth players who you're going to expect to have a role are probably more valuable in getting out there. But, you know, I honestly don't think that there's a ton of roster spots still up for grabs. You know, there's a few, right? Like, you talked about running back. Punter is one of the few that I genuinely don't know who the punter is going to be. We're still trying to figure that out, whether it's Kai Kroger, James Burnip, or, you know, Mr. Outside Hire, if neither of those guys does enough, you know. But I think you're going to see guys compete. You know, I think linebacker position is fascinating. It's one of the reasons I don't think you need to see DeMario, is because, you know, I think they might keep six linebackers, which is a lot. But I feel like the depth of that room is really impressive, and I'd like to see them out there. Safety, like Jonas Sanker, who had a great game the other day, he's the one who had that kind of tipped up interception to end the game. It was making plays all over the field. I'd like to see him out there and see if he can duplicate that, because if he shows up and is a guy that I want to give an immediate role to, he might bump somebody off the roster that we expect to make it at the safety position, or even at the cornerback position, because you want him as a special teamer. So that's really the type of stuff you're looking at. It's not the most exciting thing to talk about. That's why it's kind of nice to hear that the starters are going to be out there, because we'll at least have the beginning of the game where people can, you know, the fans can get in there and cheer. Sean Payton's going to be in the building. You know, it's going to be a little bit of drama, even though it's not the full scale drama like it was last year. Darren Rizzi is also going to be in the building. He's their special teams coordinator now. So, you know, one thing I'm looking for is, I don't know if he's going to roll out his kind of a fake, but I think he's going to roll out a fake or two of just to mess with him to some extent. Like, he's going to want to do something when he gets in that building.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
from building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Is in the transition from the 4-3 to the 3-4, you've seen them play twice now. They're going to be playing this third time. Anything of any concern for you?
Concern? I mean, no more than we had going in the sense that, you know, when you transition schemes on either side of the ball, really, but particularly on defense, because of the different body types you need, it's going to take some time. Like, it's never going to be, okay, we're going to change from a 4-3 to a 3-4, and we're just going to hit the ground running at 100%. There's not going to be any kind of cracks in the pavement where, you know, we could have fixed that. We probably need to do this and get more pieces here or here. But I like what I've seen out of Chase Young, which was one of my bigger questions. You signed him to be your star edge rusher. Now, by the scale of how much edge rushers get paid in the NFL these days, $17 million a year isn't, it's right in the middle of the pack. But you paid him out front after what was a good year, not great year, and you paid him with the expectation that he was going to be able to fit this scheme and be a star player for you in this scheme for the next 3 years. So, and I think what we've seen at him has been really impressive. Like, he's been able to drop into coverage. We've seen him bat down balls. He's very athletic. He's playing a little lighter than he was in recent years. So I think he's in line for a very big season if they can stuff the run, which, you know, it seems like they're going to be able to do as well. I've been happy with what I've seen from them there too. So I don't know if concern is the word. I actually feel good about this defense right now. It's more the offense that has me a little concerned, just in the sense of young quarterback. You know, I don't know if you have the playmakers that you might want to have, or at least not the consistency out of them that you might be looking for. It's really going to be a question when we see it on the field week one. What does it look like? But I think they've done about as good of a job as they can on the defensive side of the ball of making this transition in one off season.
So when we think ahead towards the opening game against the Cardinals, right? And that it's a home game. What challenges do they bring for us?
Well, yeah, I mean, if offense is going to be
in other words, how do we match up against these guys?
Yeah, it's tough to say right now. I haven't had enough time to kind of get into the Cardinals. That's probably going to be a next week project. But from what I know about the Cardinals, right, like Kyler Murray's a guy that's always going to run around, extend plays, and that just hasn't been something the Saints have been able to deal with well in the past. But, you know, the switch to the 3-4, you have more athletic outside linebackers. They're going to have a little bit more width in general. So containing out of that scheme is a little bit easier. So that's going to be one of the bigger questions is, does this scheme shift help you deal with mobile quarterbacks better than you could in the past? And if the answer is yes, then against a team like the Cardinals, that makes a big difference, right? Because it kind of negates a little bit of what Kyler's going to want to do. And hopefully he can take advantage of that. The Cardinals, obviously Marvin Harrison Jr. is a really talented wide receiver. He's going to test the cornerbacks, you know, Kool-Aid McKinstry on the outside. You're going to play a little bit more zone than you have in the past. So how do they handle that? And then James Conner on offense for them is, you know, he's kind of a battering ram, and, you know, how the Saints stop the run is going to be a big factor. So on defense, there's that. And then, you know, on offense, I think you're going to, whenever you roll out a young quarterback, opposing defensive coordinators are going to blitz you until you prove you can handle it. Right. That's one of the things you notice quickly about Spencer Rattler last year is, you know, he seemed to operate well in the first half. And then most defensive coordinators are like, okay, let's ratchet up the pressure and see how he deals with it. And in most cases, he didn't deal with it well. So I don't think this is specific to the Cardinals, but whoever starts week one and whoever's in there throughout the season, how they handle that extra pressure is going to be a big part in how successful they can be. Because, you know, defensive coordinators, if they feel like you're susceptible to the blitz, they're just going to keep sending it and sending it and sending it until you beat it. And last year, Spencer didn't show often enough that he could beat it, and that's what you saw. If you go back to that Broncos game, that was the story. I mean, just an extra rusher just wiped him out over and over again. And so that's going to be my big thing, is how does the offensive line handle it? How does the quarterback handle it in terms of setting the protections? And how does he handle it when he has a free rusher and he just needs to get the ball out?
And you don't put everybody that you can out in space from the offensive perspective, right? You're going to drag somebody back into the backfield and be an additional blocker, and hopefully they're one that can actually block.
Well, you know, there's a few ways you can handle the blitz, right? Like, I think if you have a competent quarterback and a confident quarterback, you don't necessarily need to keep an extra blocker in if you know where the blitz is coming from. And a lot of it is just identifying what the defense is doing. One of the best reps for Tyler in the game the other day was just kind of a ho-hum 12-yard pass to Chris Olave. But what he did was, you know, there was an extra rusher who was showing blitz to his front side. He identified it. He knew he was hot, which means, hey, if they bring all three of these guys, we only have two guys to block them. That guy's going to be heads up on me, and I have to get the ball out to my hot route so that he can go make a play. If you can do that, right, in most cases, that guy's going to have room to run, and that's what you saw there. So, yeah, you could just say, hey, we're going to keep a tight end here just in case they bring it. But then if they drop out, you have a tight end in protection that is no longer an option to throw to. So being forced to keep in extra protection is actually a negative thing to me. And I want to have the option where, hey, I want my running back to go out in a route, and if that guy comes, I handle it. And I think that's kind of one of the bigger stepping stones for a young quarterback kind of developing into a quarterback you can trust and kind of open up the offense with. So, you know, to answer your question, like, yeah, you want guys that you can keep in the backfield and you do trust the block, but I also don't want to be forced to do that every time a team shows pressure, because then they'll just start showing pressure to keep your blockers in.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to the game on Saturday, hopefully to get to see a couple of the additional starters out there. Obviously, and the mindset, like you said last week, is so different with just three preseason games as opposed to four. I'm not sure which model I like better. And then this 2-week hiatus in between the last game to the next game will probably feel like an eternity, right?
Well, I mean, after camp, for me personally, I like the change. I can understand why fans might be annoyed by it, because it's just a week without football. I kind of like the reset personally, because by the time I get to the end of the preseason slate, it's like, all right, I don't need another one of these games. I just want a real game. I mean, it is what it is. I think it's helpful for the players to get kind of rested up and we'll go. But no, I mean, it's going to be here before we know it either way.
No doubt, for sure. Jeff Nowak, as always, we truly appreciate the conversation. WWL Saints sideline reporter and digital content producer. Have fun on Saturday.
For sure, Newell. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you, sir. We'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Art Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, they can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.